Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Whatever Wednesday Beamer Blog Talk Radio. This is your co-host, Lisa Diamond. I have got Ian Robb this morning as well, and Greg Peterson. We are starting a brand new month, September 1st today, and we are kicking it off with a new challenge for Whatever Wednesday. And our challenge for this month is going to be Bodies on Beamers. We're going to have several interviews throughout the month that we've got lined up, and talking about, you know, how many demos can you do this month. We're going to talk about the metrics of how many demos and how those convert to sales. We're also going to talk about sanitizing your Beamer after a demo and just general proper care of your Beamer. So we've got some great guests that are going to be coming on this month. And first of all, I just want to welcome my co-host, Ian Robb. Ian, did you get a ticket last week?
Well, you had to bring that up. You think that medical card would work only on the plane. It didn't work for me at all. Yes, I got a ticket, and I'm not happy, but at least I had full of energy with the Beamer. So I try to tell him about the Beamer, but I don't think he wanted to listen. Greg, are you with us too?
I am here.
From the Iowa State Fair, it's good to see that you're here with us. We missed you. We're doing this challenge because of you, my friend. I saw all those bodies on Beamers all the way up there. You had how many chairs up there all at once?
We had 16 chairs and two massage tables, so a total of 18 Beamers.
Wow, that's a whole lot of bodies on Beamers. That's a good way to start. What was the key? What was the factor? Did you bring them in by trying to give them food or anything like that?
No. We were actually set in a really good spot in an air-conditioned building there on the Iowa State Fairgrounds. This building was the first building to be air-conditioned in the history of the Iowa State Fair. Now, there's other buildings also now like that. But the building itself, this is where normally there's at least a 10-year waiting list to get in there. And we were fortunate enough that my best friend Roger Fouch, and also one of my group leaders, his previous business, he had a booth in there, and they remembered the nice booth that he had through the scaffolding system to put up the signs, rotating 8-foot diameter banner, the whole bit. And they said, if you can bring that A game with this new product into our building, then it's called the Varied Industries Building. They said, we will let you have a spot. And so that's how we got our foot in the door. And we definitely brought our A game, and we've continued to advance each year. And this year, thanks to Lisa, we were able to keep some great documentation, and we had over 1,500 new people get on the Beamer and try it. And actually, that number is probably low because of the forms that we had. if it was a couple, both of them would sign on one form. So we had several couples come in. And then on top of that, we had multiple people coming back for sessions each day because the fair itself lasts for 11 days. So we saw and did well over 3,000 sessions in an 11-day period. So that's why my voice is a little raspy here, but I definitely have got my 30-second elevator speech polished off.
Well, good. We're going to ask you that since you got 30 seconds and we got a little time here. But I'm glad we're doing this challenge now because if we did this challenge last month, I think Greg would win this battle. He would win this challenge. That's a lot of bodies on beamers. I don't think I could do that too much unless I was with Lisa Diamond and she's going to the colleges because I think they're starting football season this year and we're going to be going to the what is it called again? What do we call it, Greg? We call it active living. Is that what we're doing? You and I are joining these new places, and she's going for the younger crowd. So she's going for the college kids. So we'll see how many we can get in there. She'll probably put all those beamers in one of these Florida stadiums and having them all doing it at once. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
There you go. The potential is there. Just a matter of educating.
It's just rethinking, just thinking who can, what are some creative ways we could do this. So since we're waiting, and we got a few people on the list right here that are listening to us, and I'm dying to hear your 60-second or 30-second pitch. Go ahead, Greg, tell us how to do it.
All righty. Well, first off, when we would wait and watch the body language of people as they would walk by, we wouldn't stand out there and try to pull them in off the carpet and into our booth. We would wait and people would stop and start to look and start to read the banners. And that's when I'd walk up to them and I would ask them, do you have any questions? And right away they would say, yeah, what is this? And I go, haven't you heard of Beamer yet? Well, no, what is it? And I would say, it's a class 2 cleared medical device with the FDA that helps improve your blood flow and circulation all the way down to your cells and helps remove discomfort. Do you have any discomfort? And a lot of them would laugh and they go, where do I start? Some would go, well, yeah, from the top of my head down to my toes. And I would then go, okay, if you could pick one spot, what would it be? And so then we would narrow it down. So then after that point, I would mention and I would educate them to what Beamer was. And I said, I would mention to them that, you know, this is a device that improves your blood flow, but how does it do that? And I would give them a quick education going, well, you realize, and we all learned that our heart pumps blood through our arteries and veins. And I go, that's what I learned in my paramedic schooling. I go, however, that's only 26% of your body. Now, 74% of your body is microcirculation, and our bodies have a secondary mechanism to move blood through those areas, and it's called vasomotion. And I would use my hands and I would make that motion effect, and I go, that is how the blood flows through. Now at age 20, normally it's really good, 30 to 50 times every 10 minutes. However, do you realize that we lose about 2% of that every year after approximately age 20? And I go, imagine if your blood could be flowing like it was 20, how do you think you would feel? Well, yeah, I'd feel great. I go, well, what this signal does is it reactivates that motion that moves the blood flow all the way down to our little cells. And then I go into my little joke thing saying, do you realize like every little cell in our body is like a mini-me? They all eat, they all breathe, and whatever eats and breathes is going to poop. And if you don't get that poop out of there, that's how you're going to feel. And they normally would get a chuckle out of that. And I go, so how about you sit down and let's see if we can get some better motion going for you. And they would be always very receptive of that. And so it's just a matter of educate them. And they go, now when they were laying on it, they go, well, I don't feel anything. And I go, so I would grab the foot of it and I would shake it. And I go, there, can you feel that? And they're like, yeah, I can feel that. And I go, well, I'm not going to do this for 20 minutes. However, what the Beamer signal is doing is reactivating that motion to move the blood flow. And it's the results of better blood flow that we are going to recognize. Some of us, it might take a few hours. Others might feel some relief right away. Everybody's different, but we know that the Beamer works 100% of the time on 100% of the people. We just don't know the timeline. So it's just a matter of educating people to what it is and not to give them any false expectations. And then after they would get up, I'd have them move around and ask them, how do you feel? Really focus. What do you notice differently? And so then they would think, and you could see them actually really starting to think, and they go, well, maybe I feel lighter, or things seem more vivid, or I feel like I've got a little bit more energy, or the discomfort I was having seems to be resolved a little bit. And maybe it went from a 7 down to a 3. And I go, you know what, do me a favor, walk around, enjoy the fair, come back here in a couple hours, let me know how you're feeling again. And they would come back lots of times and they say, it's gone. And I go, now remember that this is working for 12 to 18 hours, depending on the health status that you're in. I go, so this isn't just a one-shot deal. I go, do you go to the gym and expect to get in shape after one workout? Well, no, exactly. This is like giving your little vessels a workout and getting that blood flow going again. So there's a way you can continue to educate them a little bit by a little bit, and then getting them into our drip system so that they can continue to be educated, because we were on a time frame and we had a lot of people standing in line even that wanted to come in, because when people would walk by and they would see 8 chairs in a row and everybody's leaned back, their eyes are closed, their mouths are open, people are going, what is this? So it was extremely impactful. So I'll let you go with that, Ian, if you have any more questions. I mean, I could go on and on about other little tricks that we use, but it was really getting them in there, answering their questions, and listening to them, making sure we're answering their questions and addressing their needs, not what we're trying to push on them, but what drew them in. If they're looking at better health, are they looking for themselves? Are they looking for a loved one or a family friend? You know, what is it? And then you can cater to that information that we have, being able to supply that to them to help answer their questions. So I'll turn it over to you, Ian.
Greg, that was awesome. In fact, I'm going to have everyone from the Quarter Horse Congress that we're going to start at the end of this month listen to what you just said and replay it and do it over and over again. I'm unfortunately going to have nightmares now because I'm going to be picturing small little mini-me's of Greg Peterson around me when I'm sleeping. So I'm going to be a little bit of afraid. So what do you think, Lisa?
Greg, that was awesome, and it was really awesome to watch your Facebook posts and to really see the impact that you guys were making with, you know, that many Beamers and all the people that were on it. I have a question for you regarding the demo. When you put somebody on the Beamer, I mean, I know you guys were at a big show. You had a limited amount of time with these people, and you had a line wrapped around your booth for people to get on. And so you obviously want to share as much information as you can in that short period of time, 8 minutes or, you know, were you doing longer sessions? But were you talking to them while they were on the Beamer, or were you letting them have just a Beamer experience?
I was letting them have a Beamer experience, and it's really hard because some of our other distributors were continuing to chatter away. And that's the difference between somebody brand new compared to someone who's a little bit more seasoned. And so that's why I would educate the people first before getting them on the Beamer. So that way, when they are laying there, they're taking their deep breaths, they're relaxing, and then they're able to enjoy the experience a little bit more. And that's when you would see them close their eyes and actually – when that beep went off, they're like, that was already 8 minutes? I mean, they were just totally shocked. But if you're sitting there and you're talking their ear off the whole time, they're not able to focus on what's really happening within their body. You want them to allow their body to relax. And they're not going to relax if you're sitting there chattering to them like a monkey on Red Bull. It's not going to happen.
No, that's so true. And, you know, I would do the same thing in my studio. The education would either happen before the session or after the session so that they, you know, they can have that experience, because you're right, they will relax. I think a lot of us, and I probably did this when I first started too, is, you know, you want to just keep talking. And then, you know, the 8 minutes is over and they're like, yeah, I didn't feel anything, nothing happened. You know, for those of us that have done a lot of Beamer sessions, we know that they will at least feel that relaxation. And if their body's quiet and their mind chatter is quiet and they're not trying to listen to us, you know, they may even feel some tingly going on in their body, or they may feel some warmth and all of that. So I wanted to ask you another question. I know you guys were jamming and you didn't necessarily maybe have time to do this, but were there any opportunities for you to do any of the things that we've been discussing for the last couple of months, as far as like a push-up challenge or a mobility challenge, like a before and after their Beamer session? Were there any opportunities for that?
Yeah, we would do that as far as the mobility aspect of items and having a witness there or taking a picture. I didn't take as many pictures as such as far as before and after, but just having a witness, having their spouse or whatever. And it was really fun watching the husband and wife. One or the other would throw the other one under the bus and go, oh, you try it first. And it was just really fun. And so you would definitely joke about that. And one of my little jokes that I would bring up, and I would always get a chuckle out of them, I would go, when I would mention to them towards the end of my script, is, now, do you have any areas of discomfort? And I would look at them and I go, now, don't point at your friends here. And they would always get a chuckle out of that. So if you can get them to laugh and relax and enjoy, then you're going to be much more successful on that information flow coming in, instead of them having possibly a defensive wall up. So on the mobility challenge, movement of a shoulder, can they touch their toes? What is their discomfort level? Is the discomfort level all the time, or is it on movement, or is it when they reach a certain point in their movement? These are the things you want to kind of determine. And then that way, you're much more likely to get a better result at the end of it, and you can be much more specific for that result.
Hey, Greg, you mentioned how many sessions or people did you say you put on the Beamers again?
Well, me personally, brand new people, I believe it was over 150, just me personally. However, I had several people come back multiple times because it's an 11-day event, and they also have a campground at the Iowa State Fair that sometimes it takes 30 or 40 years to get a spot in the campground because it's been passed down generation by generation. People will spend their whole vacation, and then they have free access to the fair all 11 days. And so the people that are in the campgrounds, they're coming in every day. And then we also had a lot of the vendors. They would be walking by going, what the heck is going on over here? Your guys' booth is full all the time, and we see you guys running around nonstop. How do you do it? We're going, oh, we practice what we preach here. And we would get them on it. They would come back the following day going, I don't know what happened, but I felt as good at the end of the day as I did at the beginning of the day. And I've worked multiple fairs and multiple day events, and I've never felt this good before. And so it's just interesting how different people notice. And then for us, we are around these Beamers that are on for 12 hours a day. And we were drinking over three times more water ourselves because we were inadvertently getting beamed all day long. And so we definitely had to drink. We found out we had to drink a lot more water. Otherwise, we would be like your horses, Ian, where our eyes would start to look dazy. We'd start licking our lips. Our heads would start to drop. So we had to make sure that we had plenty of water on board.
Absolutely. Since we're talking about the horses, we're going to have 10 people working at each week. How many people did you have working there at your event?
We had a total of 10 people signed up, but at one time alone, we would have anywhere from 6 to 8 people working the event. And then as far as the horse goes, we did not have a figurine of a horse, but what we found out that worked extremely effective, and it was just by chance, is we hung the horse up, the horse system, the vet unit up, kind of like you would a like a pelt or a rug. And actually, we had a huge response because on either side of it, then we had the roll-up banners, and they were actually the older roll-up banners. But that worked to our advantage because we were able to show people, well, here's version 2. It has 9 coils with 1 cuff with 1 coil within it, and it sold for $49.50. Here is version 3, which has 19 coils in it and showing all the positive changes about it. It comes with 2 cuffs that have 3 coils each, a Y adapter, a cooling blanket, and for only $40 more. And so we were using that as a huge selling process, and we would have people come up and walk up to it and look and feel it, and it was more impactful because when you can see it completely spread out, you're able to see all the adjustment areas on it. They're able to, you know, touch and feel it better. And I sold 2 units just by watching people walk up and starting to look, and they had that puzzled look on their face. I actually sold 2 units just by that.
That's great. That's amazing. And, you know, I'm going to give you another thought, too, next time you do it, is on the other side, the orange side there, you can maybe put a little tape and put where all those coils are, and they're all on the acupressure points of the horse, is my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives it even more credibility on how many, where they are and all that stuff. But that's, you and I talked about that. So you went exactly where I wanted you to go. So somehow you and I are thinking alike right here. I don't know what Lisa's doing right now, but you and I are on the same page.
Lisa's thinking she might need to have an application for new co-hosts. No, I'm kidding. I love you guys. All right. So, Greg, like, huge success. And as far as, I mean, I think we all know that putting somebody on a beamer and doing a demo is key in converting that to a sale of a beamer. You know, I mean, you don't have to give us all your numbers if you don't want to, but tell us how that conversion worked for you guys. Did it make an impact? Did you have people have demonstrations, come back for, you know, a couple more demonstrations and actually buy beamers in those 11 days?
We did. And here's the biggest thing that I noticed, guys, and I want everybody to take this away with them today, is that society is becoming more in tune to their health and they're looking for alternative methods. Now, at the Iowa State Fair, they've got some groups that rent out these little electric scooters, and I tell you what, at times it looked like bumper cars coming down the aisleways in the Varied Industries building as they're going through and they're checking all these different booths out. And beforehand, the last couple of years we did it, it seemed like when they would see our booth, they would accelerate and go by. And no lie, I mean, it was just like, we were like the devil or something, that we were going to try to share something that could help their health out. This year was the first year we literally had people stopping, taking a look, asking questions, getting off of their scooter and actually getting on the beamer and trying it out. And that was a huge turnaround from what we have seen in the past. Now, on sales, I think a couple years ago, we sold maybe a couple of them by the end of the fair. This year, we'd sold 10 units by the end of the fair. However, this is something that's going to go on for a year, because even the year a couple years ago where we just sold two by the end of the fair, by the end of the year, we had over 80 sales through all our distributors that were related back to making contact with people at the state fair. This year, we sold 10, and we've also had four meetings after the fair was over. We were able to get a spot at a pizza place that's very well known in the Des Moines area. And Michael and Diane Barbeck came in from California, and the fair was over on a Sunday, and on Tuesday and Wednesday, Michael and Diane were able to do a live presentation for us each evening, and we had multiple guests come in that we had sent out email blasts to, and we had VIP tickets at the fair to invite people to these presentations. And then the following week, Monday and Tuesday, last night being the last one, we were also able to do two more presentations that Roger Fouch was able to do there in the Des Moines area. And once again, more units are sold. So far, I don't have the exact number, but I know that we're well over 25 units, and many of those actually became distributors. So it was, so far it's been extremely sick, and the numbers are going to be off the board as time continues to go on. We have so many more tools now that Beamer has supplied to us, and I'll throw out a big plug for our Quick Start program on Mondays, and being able to use that and all the tools in our back office and the different team managers that are out there doing trainings for their new people. It's a win-win situation all the way around. Society is waking up. We have now the tools, and the company, as you know, listens to our suggestions through our support groups that are working with corporate, and it's a great, great future for all of us.
Awesome. Yes, it is. Thank you for sharing. And if you don't mind, if you'll just stay on in case anybody has any questions for you. And with that, I just want to invite everybody, if you do have questions for Greg, hit one on the phone and we'll take your questions. If you have any questions whatsoever about doing a Beamer demo, what to say, how to do it, hit one on your phone. We'll open up your line and let you ask that question. If you have a testimonial about putting people on a Beamer and, you know, the success that you had with that, please press one on your phone and get into the queue. We want to get as many people questions answered as possible. And before we go to the first caller, I just want to explain what the September challenge is all about. So it's about bodies on Beamers. It's about getting out there and or inviting people to your home, using other businesses that you can collaborate with in your town, fitness centers or spas, bars, health food stores. You know, we've talked about, you know, all different ways to collaborate. If you've done Fast Track in the past, you know that one of the metrics, one of the behaviors that we practice in Fast Track is doing demos. And so that is our focus this month. And what we'd really like for you to do is really make it a conscious effort, put it at your top of your priority list on getting people on a Beamer. And keep track of how many demos you do for the month, but keep track by week. So if, you know, this first week of December, you're able to get five people on a Beamer, and next week you're able to get, you know, five more people. I'm going to use simple math so Greg and Ian can keep up with me. We'll go five for the week three and five for week four. You know, you're putting 20 people during the month on a Beamer, and how many sales do you end up with after that month? Is it three? So now you have a metric for your business. You have a real number. I did 20 demos in the month of September, and I was able to get three sales. So now in October, if I want more than three sales, I need to put more bodies on Beamers. And if you start to keep track of these numbers, which is what we do when we do fast track, you start to see, then it, the guessing game is over. Then it becomes, okay, this is what I need to do in my business. This is how I need to help more people. And it's really just, you know, getting out there. So, you know, we want to hear from everybody about, you know, call in and say, you know, I actually did five demos this week. I did three demos this week. I haven't done a demo in 6 months, but I did one this week. That's a success. So it doesn't have to be a high number. It's just learning the behavior and making it part of your Beamer business. We are going to have, if you haven't heard of Dwight or seen Dwight, he's been speaking at the live Beamer Saturdays that have been held around the country. His team is really on fire, doing great. He just got promoted to operational manager. He's going to be a guest with us. I don't know. Maybe we've used the term bodies on Beamers before, but he really kind of coined the phrase once COVID was over and the FDA situation was over, and that was how he really rebounded and brought his business back. So we're going to hear from him next week. We're also going to do an interview with Drew from the corporate office on proper care of the Beamer when you're putting people on it, how to sanitize it, and all of that. So you know, this is an area where I think everybody can improve and everybody can participate, and we definitely want to hear the success stories as well. If you have any questions whatsoever, hit one on the phone. I'm going to go to the first caller now, 805-406. You are live on Blog Talk.
Well, good morning, Lisa, Ian, and Greg. This is Jan Hopp from beautiful Central Coast, California. And Paso Robles is where I live. And this grandma was run over by a pickup 5 years ago. And I'm, 50 plus 33 years old, and I feel like I'm 20 because of the Beamer. And what I want to say is I loved looking on Facebook, and your booth was really amazing, Greg. We had a two-day expo here in Paso Robles at the fairgrounds, and four of us were in the booth, and small potatoes, but we did 57 people, so that was about 18 leads apiece, which was great, where I sold two Beamers and ended up doing that, and the other gals are following up on their leads. So let's see, I like the idea of the couple signing in on one form. That did save time, that would have saved time. And we had a lot of couples. Some were single. I had a young man come in and have a session, and I went to his house yesterday, and his wife got a session also. So couples are always great to work with. I like the idea of no talking while they're relaxing for 8 minutes. Unfortunately, we had someone who talked a lot, and it really took away from what Beamer does, you know. And we had Bucky the horse, a life-size horse. Michelle brought her friend's horse, so we had Bucky with the horse Beamer, and the kids really loved Bucky. And let's see, we had the blood flow loop on a small TV screen, and then we had it on the computer so that the people on the Beamers, the anti-gravity chairs, were looking at the small screens. And that's what drew people to the booth, was the blood flow video, and we had it on a loop. So we had a good time. It was really wonderful helping all those people and putting those bodies on beamers. Somebody said they put butts on beamers. I think that was yesterday on Blog Talk. So we just do Bob, huh? But thank you for all that you guys do and the great suggestions. And I'm going to do the September challenge for sure. I have not done it before, but you guys have inspired me, and we're going to do that.
Good. Jan, thank you so much for sharing about your event. Do you have pictures of your booth with Bucky?
I do, except Bucky is in the background. Yes, I do. Unfortunately,
okay, so
go ahead.
If you in the corporate newsletter that went out today, in the equine section, they are starting a contest, and it's for bragging rights only. There's no prize. There's no cash, unless Greg or Ian are taking it out of their pocket. But it's bragging rights, and you can submit a picture of your booth at equine shows. And on the IBD Horseset Facebook group, and each month they are going to pick the best booth that is Beamer branded, compliant, and looks great, and you'll be featured in the next monthly corporate newsletter. So I was just thinking if you have a picture of that. That might be something you could submit on the Horseset Facebook group. You can read more about it in the corporate newsletter in the equine section. But
thank you so much
for sharing. And, yeah, thank you for calling in. And I would love for you to call back in next Wednesday and tell us how many bobs you did, bodies on beamers, between now and
next
Wednesday.
Okay, I'm going to be... Okay, that's a deal. I'll be on next Wednesday, and I'll be bobbing every day.
I love it. Jan, thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
Our next caller is 207-415, 207-415. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good afternoon, folks. Fabulous show. I enjoy it every week. My name is Jeff. I'm from the Pennsylvania area. I'm in Lancaster. Rainy Lancaster, Pennsylvania today. But anyway, every time I'm listening to Blog Talk, I'm riding, driving, and unable to write down the website, the quick start on Facebook. That website, so if somebody could kindly text that to me, I would really appreciate it.
Okay, Jeff, Greg, are you still with us, Greg?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll write that down. I got Jeff's number here, and I'll text that to him.
Thanks very much,
okay,
Greg. Appreciate it.
No worries,
all right,
Jeff. We'll be taking.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. We only have about 5 more minutes. If anybody has any questions, wants to step up and say they're going to take the challenge and put bodies on beamers, please press 1 on your phone if you have questions for Greg or Ian. In the meantime, I am maybe pulling something up here. So one of the ways to get bodies on beamers is, you know, inviting people to your home or your business or a business that you're collaborating with and taking part in these watch parties. So Casey Conrad has been doing these watch parties. Rick Roundtree in the Southeast region is now starting to do them as well. And there are 2 coming up, and it's a great way to invite people into your home. You don't have to feel like you're not doing the presentation. You're literally just going to log into a Zoom It's a live Zoom. It's not a recording, but they will hear, some testimonials. And then, afterwards you can do Beamer sessions. You can do Beamer sessions before the party or before the watch party. But there are two coming up this month. One is on Tuesday, September 7th at 7 p.m. And there is also one on Thursday, September 16th at 7 p.m. I believe Casey's is on Tuesday, September 7th. And Rick Roundtree is doing one on Thursday, September 16th at 7 p.m. This week on Tea Time is at 7 p.m. Casey is going to hold go over some tips on how to get the best results out of these watch parties. And I think they've had like over 200 people on various watch parties, over the course of doing them where, they've had huge success. And it does take, kind of takes the pressure off of you of, hosting an event. I used to call them healthy happy hours at my house. And, you could name it whatever. You could just invite some friends over. You could, family and tune into those. But definitely check out Tea Time this week, tomorrow, 7 p.m. You can find that on the corporate calendar for the link for that. I'm going to take the next caller, 978-376, 978-376. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning and good afternoon. Vanessa calling in from Boynton Beach, Florida, headed to Savannah today. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Vanessa. Thanks for calling in.
I'm going to accept that challenge. I'm going to be also doing an event probably second half of September in Maryland where I will have my beautiful orange Beamer tent and banner and probably four units, possibly a horse unit. I'll be at a very big championship star-studded polo event in Poolsville, Maryland. And Carson Kressley is going to be there from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And I'm hoping to put Carson on a Beamer at that event. So I'm going to take the challenge and see if I can do it as I work my way back up the coast from Florida back home to Newburyport, Mass.
Awesome. So great to hear that. Please definitely call in next Wednesday and let us know. Keep track of how many people that you are putting on the Beamer and how those convert into sales at the end of the month, because it really will be a metric for you in moving your business forward if
yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Your goal.
I've been very distracted by keeping my 100-year-old mom alive in memory care here and have not been home almost 15 months out of 6 years. So I've become more of a South Florida Beamer person. So I've left a crew of about five or six wound-up, excited people here, my manager of my car wash, my seamstress, my mom's 80-year-old neighbor from Massachusetts who retired here, is now getting ready to sell her first Beamer to a naturopathic doctor in Delray Beach. So I'm very proud of her. And so I leave a team here, but I've got appointments all the way up the coast from Savannah to Maryland, visiting my customer at Fadley Seafood, has had their Beamer for her son for 5 years. And then I've got several appointments with high-profile people in the New York area, a chiropractor that works with David Beckham, and a bunch of NFL, NHL, NBA people. So I will be putting BOB all week long until I crash. I got my B-sit, though, came 3 days ago. Haven't had it in 2 years, so I'm very excited about seeing how much time I can make on the highway without needing to stop.
Calling in, Vanessa, I think you are going to kill it this month. Keep us posted on how many you do. Drive safe.
Thank you. Have a great week, guys.
All right, I have time for one more caller. Quick, 337-845, 337-845. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Sandra, and I'm from Parks, Louisiana. And I was just wondering, I thought perhaps they were going to talk about how we sanitize our Beamer. Did I misunderstand that?
No, not at all. We are today. We were just putting out the challenge. Next Wednesday, we will be talking about how to sanitize the Beamer. But again, if you go to the corporate newsletter that came out today, in the equine section, they do have an article on sanitizing the equine unit. We will be talking about both next Wednesday.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
No.
All right, everybody, that wraps us up for another Whatever Wednesday. Go out and bob, put Beamer bodies on Beamers. Keep track of how many you're doing. Let us know how you did next week. Greg, Ian, thanks. And that is the end of the show today. Have a great Wednesday.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.